Friedensglocke and Kleiner Markt.
We're standing between the Rathaus and the Rathaus Center, directly beside the bell. To the right of the Rathaus, you can see the tourist information office under the row of shops. Here you can not only get information and maps, but you can also book general and themed city tours. Simply call in and ask.
In addition to the city's glorious period as the royal seat and centre of the Enlightenment, Dessau's more recent history is also present in the city centre. The bell in front of us, the Friedensglocke, has been here since 2002. It is very closely linked with the period around 1989, and not just symbolically. The city guide Christiane Quanz will tell us more.
Die Friedensglocke ist aus Waffenschrott gegossen worden.
The Friedensglocke was cast from the scrap metal of weapons. Under the former GDR regime, combat groups were formed among the workers. These groups were trained and equipped with weapons to fight the class enemy. After the fall of communism, these weapons were placed across a curb and a tank rolled over them in order to represent a break with this era. We've exhibited a few of these weapons in a display case in the museum in the Johannbau. The others were melted down and a peace bell was created. It's been inscribed with the words, "I chime for peace and freedom. Without peace, no freedom. Without freedom, no peace."
To finish our tour, let's walk to the Kleiner Markt, or Small Market, the square in front of the Rathaus. We will walk up to the entrance of the Rathaus. Watch out for cars. This square is the heart of Dessau. Today, as in medieval times, it serves as a marketplace. Festivals and concerts are also held here.
The square is dominated by the Rathaus, which is the restored version of a new building dating from 1901. The first Rathaus had become too small by the end of the 19th century and was replaced by a new construction in the neo-Renaissance style. Like many buildings in Dessau, this new building was badly damaged in the air raid of the 7th of March 1945 and was later reconstructed in a smaller form in the 1950s.
In the autumn of 1989, protesting Dessauers gathered on the Kleiner Markt. The demonstrations began in the Johanneskirche, not far from here. With their Gebete zur Erneuerung, or Prayers for Reform, the members of the congregation gave each other emotional support and strength. The church is located close to the train station. It is worth visiting, if only to see the works of Cranach that are exhibited there.
But there's much more for us to discover here on the Kleiner Markt. The classical light grey building on our right today houses the Anhalt Library. This is the Waldersee Palace, built in 1795, and only one of many buildings in Dessau that carries the signature of Friedrich Wilhelm von Erdmannsdorf. Directly to the left of us is the Pfeifferhaus, protruding by about a metre, the building with the red window frames. The townhouse is named after its last owner before the Second World War, Hermann Pfeiffer.
The majority of the square is taken up by the historically styled new buildings constructed under the former East German regime. They were built in the 1950s in an effort to shape the socialist reconstruction in harmony with its historical heritage.
The question of this respectful approach to the heritage of a city and a contemporary urban redevelopment is being posed today under very different circumstances. Urban core areas, landscape zones. This was the theme chosen by Dessau-Roßlau for its participation in the Eber Urban Redevelopment 2010 project. How do we design a shrinking city? Was the question we posed at the beginning of our tour. Our trip around Dessau has thrown up different answers to this question. We've visited growing districts that are being supported and strengthened. And we've wandered through the landscape zones, areas that not only bring nature back to the city, but also offer open spaces where residents can express themselves.
We hope that our tour was both entertaining and educational, and that it gave you new perspectives on Dessau-Roßlau and the process of urban redevelopment. There is still much for you to discover in and around Dessau. Not only the World Heritage Sites of the Bauhaus and Garden Realm, but also the sites to see here in the city centre, among them further prime examples of civic engagement, such as the Schwabe Haus, which was lovingly restored by an association, and today is a diverse cultural venue with a cafe and restaurant.
The Kleine Markt and the Tourist Information Office are ideal starting points for other tours. Stay for a few days and come back soon and tell everyone you meet about Dessau-Roßlau.